On 45 School Street in Holton is a building with the front name of Community Living Association. We're in the office of the Director of Community Living Association, Rob Moran. Rob, first of all, what is Community Living Association?
Well, Dewey Community Living Association is a long-time business. It's been here since 1967 that provides services to adults with developmental disabilities. We provide residential services, places for people to live. We provide community support services, which is the new name for the old day program, and we have other services as well. We provide case management. We provide shared living, supported independent living apartments, where we go in and work with people that live in their own apartments and make sure that they're living safely and making good choices. And that's what we do. We work to help people be as independent as possible and lead good lives.
Rob, how long have you been associated and how did you get involved?
Well, I came back. I started here in about 1990. I worked for 5 years here and moved to Danforth. I didn't move to Danforth. I went to work down in Danforth in a similar agency down there for about 5 years. I came back to Holton in 2000, and I've been back here since 2000.
Rob, let's start with the most important area. Is it with the older people or the younger people or the children or what?
Well, we have adults of all ages, really. We do have a nursing facility here that takes care of the people with some more severe physical needs, but we have younger adults as well. We don't really prioritize, I mean, as far as who's the most important. It's just whoever needs services and who needs help, we try to help. And we've helped parents, and a lot of times they come to us and caseworkers come to us with people that need services, and we try to help whoever we can.
Now, you have a location here on School Street, but you have other locations around the county.
We do. We have around Holton, we have about 10 different homes. We have multiple community support sites. We have a training center, which is the old liquor store down next to County Physical Therapy in Chester Kearney. We have a nice training center down there where we train our new employees, and we offer trainings for other agency people that need training in first aid, CPR, the CRMA training, so they're qualified to give medications to people. So we have a lot of different buildings, and we employ about 250 people. So we're the second largest employer in Holton after Holton Regional Hospital. I'm pretty proud of that. And we have a lot of people here. Our average tenure for employees is about 10 years, and we have a lot of people here who have worked here, you know, up around 30, 35 years, and a lot of people in the 20s as well. So, you know, we're pretty proud of that fact that our tenure is as high as it is, and proud of the fact that we employ that many people.
Now, are you a county, state, federal, or independent agency?
Well, we're private nonprofit. Most of our funding comes from MaineCare, and we're a little bit federal, a little bit state.
Well, I know it costs 250 people. It costs quite a lot of money. Do you have fundraisers?
We haven't done a lot of fundraising in the past. You know, it's something we've talked about. We've done a little bit of it, and we're probably going to do a little more maybe here in the future.
Do you have any inpatients, any places where you keep people inside? Well, in other words, if somebody needed a place to live or a youngster who had problems that couldn't live alone, do you have some place where you keep them?
Yeah, we have support services where we would go out and help. We don't have respite beds, I think that's what you're asking, per se, where but we do, if somebody needs help, you know, we have case management services where we try to point them in the right direction to get some help.
Well, now, Rod, give me an example of something that where people would come to you for help.
Well, I've had people come and say they're getting older, and their loved one has some developmental disabilities, and their parent is getting a little bit older, and they would need help taking care of that person. They're not physically able to take care of their loved one anymore. It might be their son or daughter or something like that, and ask, you know, what they need to do to get services and whether or not we have any empty beds or anything like that.
You say you don't have any empty beds. Well, what do you mean? That's the point I was getting at. You do have some bed services someplace?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All of these homes, I guess I didn't explain myself. All the 10 different homes that I mentioned, that the people live there year-round, 365 days a year. We try to get them out in the community as much as possible, and that's, you know, something we really feel strongly about, that people get out and enjoy the different things that, that Holton has to offer. But they do, you know, they have supervision with them most of the time, almost all the time, and they do, those are their residences. That's where they live. It's their house.
And is there any cost to the individual?
The room and board piece of the Social Security, they pay for the room and board, but the rest of it's Medicaid funds.
In other words, if somebody is penniless, they can come for you for help.
Well, they can come to us if they have problems with money and they have a diagnosis of being developmentally disabled. Then we could probably point them in the right direction. And we would point people in the right direction anyway and let them know what kind of services are available.
Now, you must work with the regional hospital.
In the past, we have. HRH used to have a long-term care wing. They don't do it anymore, but we've taken people from their long-term care wing and had them move into our facilities. That happened in the past.
Well, now, some of the people come to you have to have a recommendation from the physician.
Yep, absolutely. They have to have that, and they have to have the diagnosis before they can receive services from us.
Now, I notice a lot of literature pointing out to try to people stop smoking.
Yeah. That, you know, that's, you're going to see that everywhere. We have it. You're talking about out in the hallway.
Yeah.
You're going to see that everywhere. any healthcare agency is going to have a lot of that.
Well, how many departments do you have right here in this building?
We have a lot of different departments. Our HR department is here, human resources. Uh-huh. The human resource department is here. We do have a community support program here, which is a day program. People come and spend their day here, and that's people that may live with us and they may not live in one of our residences. We also have our community case management supervisors upstairs, our waiver supervisors upstairs, waiver department. Waiver is a level of home that we have. Our finance department is all upstairs. So, our quality department, most of them are downstairs. We do have a quality department. So a lot of different, our maintenance is based out of here, our maintenance department. So we get a lot of use out of this building for sure.
Now you say daycare. You got a facility up there, a gymnasium, or where do you put them?
Well, we don't have daycare. It's called community supports. It's like a day program, and it's right down the hall from my office. And people come here for the day. They do lots of different activities. They have barbecues. It's a good location because a lot of times you'll see our people going for walks downtown. They go down to the park or they go to the library and do lots of different things. It's a really good location in that way.
Now, Rob, you said you worked in Danforth. Do you have other areas in the Southern Aroostook that you're connected with?
Well, not agency-wise. We do have what's called case managers that act as sort of social workers for people all over the county, but we don't have any residences anywhere other than in Holton.
Well, you're doing somewhat similar work as the Department of Human Services.
Yeah, we do. The state, a while ago, privatized some of the case management services and decided to have agencies case manage people for them and cut down on some of their social workers and case managers.
Rod, can you give me an idea how many people you might service during the run of a year?
Well, we have about 180 consumers that we serve at one time, people that we serve in the neighborhood. Like I mentioned before, we do have over 250 staff, so it's a pretty big operation.
Well, now, some of the people, your staff, you say, are there some of them professional people? Are they trained?
Yep. They're all professional people as far as I'm concerned. The people that work in our homes go through rigorous training to become certified to work in those homes, and we give them lots of different training. And we also have, one part of our agency has nurses and CNAs, just like a regular nursing home would have. You know, everybody's well-trained.
Rod, you probably have a lot of people dependent upon you. What do you see for the future?
Well, there's a lot of challenges in this field. The funding is always a challenge, and I don't know that it always has been, but since I've been involved in the last 10 years anyway, it's been fairly challenging, and there are changes coming, but we're going to roll with the changes and adjust, and we'll be here. We were lucky enough here to have a lot of great staff. We have a lot of wonderful staff here, and That's I think that's what sets Community Living Association apart from some other agencies is our tenure here is so good, and people get to know the residents and become family really with the residents. And you know, I think that makes us great.
Well, I got to mention my nephew-in-law, Shannon Hogan. Shannon's been with you quite a while, hasn't he?
He has. He came about 6 months after I came, when I came back from Danforth, and he's a great guy, really capable. He's kind of the go-to guy for lots of different things, not only as a finance manager, but construction-wise, he really knows his stuff. He knows his stuff with computers and does a lot of good things for us.
Rod, who owns this building?
Well, CLA owns it. We own almost all of our buildings. We still have mortgages on a few of them, but we own most of them. So,
now, do you have a board?
We do, yeah. We're lucky. We have a very professional board, lots and lots of good board members. And Tom Oakler recently stepped down as board president. He was with us, I think, 18 years, the CEO of Houlton Regional Hospital. And Vicki Moody, who's the human resource manager, took over for him. She's excellent. We have Lori Weston. Everybody, a lot of people know Lori. We have Karen Bouchard, who's a teacher, Kyle Bouchard's mother, for any basketball fans out there. And hopefully there's a few. And we also have Rob Faulkner, recently got back on. I know you know Rob from KeyBank, Dave Martin, who's one of our consumers that we serve, Jane Style, who has been on there for a long time, is an excellent board member. We're really lucky with our board.
Rob, and finally, if somebody listening here now have a problem at home, whether it be a father, mother, daughter, son, they call what? Community Living Association?
It would be, as long as it's somebody with a problem that they have a diagnosis of developmental disabilities, if they have a diagnosis. And, you know, even if we couldn't serve the person, because they have to have certain level fundings attached to them, if we couldn't serve them, we could point them in the right direction of how to get those levels of funding, how to access that. So, yep.
I couldn't leave here, Rod, without asking, are you going to win another state title?
That's a good question. I think we'll be in the mix. You know, we have a totally different topic now. We have some good pieces back for sure, but we lost some great kids, so I think we'll be competitive, but we'll see how it goes. I think we're in the pack this year a little more than we were last year for sure. So we've got some work to do.
Well, you've got a great front court, of course, led by Kyle Bouchard and Crane and the others. You got to have somebody bring the ball up, though, haven't you?
Right. It's important. You know, I always say that if I had my choice between a good front court or good guards in high school basketball, I'd take good guards because they do a lot of things for you. So
Kyle might have to be a guard.
Well, I mean, I put him there some last year. I think if you remember the state championship, he played a lot of guard in the second half. So, and there were other games too as well that he did, and he did it in the Eastern Maine game as well. And he's just. He's multidimensional. He's real talented, and he does well there. So
I want to ask you another thing. My good friend Ordy Alley has been in the news a lot. I feel badly because I like Ordy, and you probably know him quite well yourself. It's pretty hard to determine right or wrong in that situation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough situation. Something that happened 40 years ago. If it did happen, and it's just a sad situation because the guy was an icon, and you know I'm not going to comment one way or the other about how I feel about it, because, you know, if you're somebody that's been in that situation and had that happen to you, you're going to come forward with it when you're comfortable with coming forward with it. So I'm not judging. It's just a tough situation. I do know Ordy a little bit. I coached against him. Matter of fact, his last win was against me in a playoff game when I was at Hodgson. So he always seemed like a nice guy to me. So it's a tough situation.
Well, again, our Rod Moran, who was the director of the Community Living Association located on School Street. And if you do have a problem at home, I'm sure that somebody here can at least put you in the right direction. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Dewey. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
At the Houlton Water Company, we work around the clock to bring you reliable, cost-effective electric, water, and wastewater service. We've been very fortunate this past year as we've experienced no major disruptions in service. But no matter how hard we try, life happens, such as high wind, ice, and rainstorms, falling trees, vehicle accidents, and equipment failure. If an issue does occur, know that our crews are on the job restoring your service as soon as possible.